From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Government forces in the Syrian city of Aleppo have reached an agreement with rebels on the withdrawal of opposition forces as well as civilians from the area. The agreement brokered by Turkey and Russia was announced ahead of an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. Details of the agreement are still unclear. Meantime, some residents in Aleppo are openly questioning just how much influence the United Nations and the international community really has in improving their situation.
Don't believe anymore in the United Nations. Don't believe anymore in the international community. Don't think that they are not satisfied with what's going on. They are satisfied of that we are being killed, that we are facing one of the horrible massacres that is in the new history.
UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura is calling for an immediate UN access to confirm what's going on in Aleppo and to oversee the evacuation of civilians. Members of Gambia's ruling party asked the Supreme Court Tuesday to void December 1st election results following their leader's loss. The appeal was made the same day that a delegation of West African leaders arrived in the capital to urge President Yahya Jammeh to concede the election after over two decades in office. Jammeh initially conceded defeat to election winner Adama Barrow, but withdrew his concession, citing unacceptable errors found by election officials. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to make selections for his cabinet, choosing a Texas oil executive, ExxonMobil Chief Executive Officer Rex Tillerson, as his Secretary of State. Zlatica Hoke reports.
Rex Tillerson's possible nomination was first reported last week.
To me, a great advantage is he knows many of the players, and he knows them well. He does massive deals in Russia.
These deals moved Russian President Vladimir Putin to confer on Tillerson the Order of Friendship in 2013.
I've known him since 1999, and I have a very close relationship with him.
His Russia ties may stall his Senate confirmation hearing. U.S. relations with Russia have worsened in the past week over intelligence reports that Moscow-sponsored hacking, which could have influenced last month's U.S. presidential election. Zlatica Hoke, Washington.
Meantime, aides to Trump says he has decided to name former Texas Governor Rick Perry to head the country's Department of Energy, a sprawling agency Perry once said should be abolished as wasteful. U.S. officials say President Barack Obama's administration is stopping the planned sale of precision-guided weapons to Saudi Arabia in response to concerns over Saudi military practices in the Yemeni civil war, which has claimed the lives of thousands of civilians. In addition to canceling the sale of the precision-guided weapons, the U.S. will change the way it trains Saudi Air Force personnel to improve their accuracy. The U.S. actions could further strain ties with Saudi Arabia, just as President-elect Trump prepares to take office next month. The Islamic State terror group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's suicide bombing at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Church that killed at least 25 people. ISIS issued an online statement warning of more violence against what it called every infidel and apostate in Egypt and elsewhere. Egyptian authorities have arrested four people allegedly tied to the blast and are searching for others. U.S. President Barack Obama has signed a $6.3 billion bill to fund cancer research, drug addiction recovery, and mental health services. During an emotional ceremony at the White House, Mr. Obama made a point to highlight the work of Vice President Joe Biden. The section of the bill allocated nearly $2 billion in cancer research funding was named for his son, Beau, who died from brain cancer last year. A newly released survey says American teenagers are using fewer illicit drugs and less alcohol. The survey funded partially by the National Institutes of Health. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.